This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Okay, coming up, I'm going to lay it all out. Tech giants are meeting right now in secret in their own emails about how to carry out information warfare against you and your families. And they're so criminal, they're so committed, they're so out of control, they even admit they're doing it. I mean, it is just amazing. That's coming up next segment. And I have a leader of a major group of the Afrikaners who are being exterminated and having their land taken by the communists. That is all coming up at about 15 after. But first, let's go ahead and go to this report on Tucker Carlson defending the First Amendment.
As you probably heard, recently many of the biggest tech companies joined in a coordinated effort to censor content from broadcaster Alex Jones.
Because it looks like his website InfoWars just lost their war on info. Yesterday. Yep.
Apple, Facebook, Spotify, Vimeo, YouTube, Twitter, all of them pulled or froze Jones's accounts on the grounds that his views are too dangerous to be heard publicly.
Well, it's easy to dismiss concerns about big tech's actions, all coordinated, it seems, to shut down Jones, because, of course, he's the media's poster child for conspiracy theories.
Court hearings will resume today in lawsuits against radio host and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Infowars.com.
Infowars.
Alex Jones.
Infowars.
Infowars.
Yeah. Now, I know we're supposed to think that Alex Jones is way more radical than, like, Bill Maher, Michelle Wolf, or Rosie O'Donnell, but he's got a point of view, and CNN is trying to squelch his point of view.
Did Twitter make mistakes around Alex Jones and InfoWars?
At the time, we did not receive reports that we felt we could take any action that violated on our terms of service. Your colleagues at CNN pointed out a number of them. We took action on one, and then we noticed that all the others, likely because they were made known to Alex Jones and InfoWars, were being deleted.
But this isn't about Alex Jones. This is about freedom and our access to information from the sources we as individuals trust and like.
The left, which seeks to crush anything it can't control, applauded the news.
I think Alex Jones is disgusting. I think the things he says are awful. He makes me physically sick. With that being said, he does have the ear of the president, and he has 6 million people that listen to him, and I would like people out there to know that there is a segment of the population that's drawn to this. We have a problem in this country, and I would like him to be exposed.
Alex Jones promotes conspiracy theories and foments hatred of media.
I don't like giving people like Alex Jones a platform.
He's one of those guys who believes Bigfoot was responsible for 9/11.
I heard that on Alex Jones, so it's true.
Yesterday, Apple, Google, Facebook, and Spotify all erased most of the posts and videos on their services from Alex Jones. So, if... They're out of there.
Why are the most powerful companies in the world suddenly so threatened by an independent radio show host in Texas that they're willing to lose business in order to make him shut up?
For many on the left, the view seems to have become that if you can't beat them, prevent them from speaking.
And Jones is hardly their only target, that's for sure. Virtually every day, the big tech companies censor someone else whose political opinions they disagree with.
Facebook censored our free speech, and shame on the ones that don't even see that we have been censored.
Alex Jones, who is not my friend and who tells crazy lies about me, is thrown off Twitter, I think, and Facebook and a few other platforms. I think he's going to...
Thank God!
Well, if you're a liberal, you're supposed to be for free speech. That's free speech for the speech you hate. That's what free speech means.
Our establishment crushes dissent not because our establishment is strong, but because it is weak and afraid.
They're the ones in control, and they're the ultimate censors at universities, the media, everywhere. They're monsters. And now they want you completely banned from all new forms of digital communication.
Elites aren't afraid of what Alex Jones says, Krieger writes.
They're terrified that it's popular. Trump didn't divide American society. Alex Jones didn't cause our widespread and, by the way, justified distrust in institutions. elites did that. Trump's election and Alex Jones's popularity are merely symptoms of a corrupt and failed status quo. People know what's true. They can smell it. You can't stop them from knowing that.
Stay with us. I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules, and ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So the arrogant New York Times, the narcissistic, psychotic CNN, the mentally ill, America-hating MSNBC, they all had a plan. Hillary, they said, the New York Times, according to their special algorithm, had a 98% chance of winning until Election Day. And now America's coming back. The economy's coming back. The one-sidedness of globalism and fraudulent trade deals selling off American power has become clear that America in the 1960s was 4% of the world's population. 96% lived outside our borders. And we had over half the wealth, about 55% of it, because we had the only big middle class in the world. And the globalists said, we'll parlay that into a new corporate empire. We, with tariffs and other systems, will slowly shut down America, transfer the power to authoritarian dictatorships, become fabulously rich, and then finally America, when we give them the terms of surrender, won't even know who they are, and we'll conquer them in the end. But along came InfoWars. Along came Matt Drudge. Along came Donald Trump. Along you came. And things didn't go the way they wanted. I'm about to cover the most insanely transparent, disgusting evil you've ever seen. What does Senator Warner and Senator Wyden and Senator Murphy, what do they do when they're in these different meetings and when they put out these press releases saying, we want Alex Jones shut down. We want Trump shut down. They're Russian agents. No judge, no jury, no indictment, no proof. They're the ones giving the uranium to the Russians. They're the ones that are anti-American. They're the ones in the Democratic Party that say, America was never great. America was never great. And America will never be great. I am Cuomo. I think so. But they look at us that bleed red, white, and blue and tell us we're the enemy because they're the globalists. So what's really going on here? Here's a Zero Hedge article from 2 years ago. Obama quietly signs the Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act into law, an executive order, hundreds of millions of dollars, to have the CIA basically run the Board of Governors of the FCC, not the FCC board, but the Board of Governors, and to declare independent media, nationalist media as Russian, to be shut down. That's federal law. Trump needs to sign an executive order blocking that, and we're advising him of that right now. Then it continues. Trump slammed censorship. Social media giants are silencing millions of people after he said it was wrong that I was banned and that CNN's the real fake news. And who you should watch is those that claim they're the gatekeeper or the judge, jury, and executioner over that. Social media giants are silencing millions of people. Can't do this, even if it means we must continue to hear fake news like CNN, who says he's trying to shut them down. No, they lobby to have us shut down and others shut down, whose ratings have suffered gravely. People have to figure out what is real and what is not without censorship. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. People tune in every once in a while to see what's happening, but in general, no one watches this. The article's on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Now, that takes us to the big enchilada right now. This is out of BuzzFeed, little lapdog of the establishment, the fake news kings. I mean, the whole world of fake news, they are the cutting edge. They are the vanguard. Tech companies are gathering for a secret meeting to prepare a 2018 election strategy. They're meeting this Friday at Twitter headquarters in S-hole city San Francisco with the feces lining the streets and the heroin addicts everywhere. They are meeting there in their heaven. And they're admittedly in the article saying, we've got Russians hitting us. And they list the Democrats saying it. So we've got to work to stop the Russians. Wink, wink. And that means anybody promoting Trump, anybody promoting our military, anybody promoting the Second Amendment. And they go through it saying, we haven't really had meetings before, which they've all been colluding. So they're now just going, oh, my God, we got caught colluding. Trump's after us for Sherman antitrust stuff. It's all coming out. We did this. What, you know, Jones has got them all the documents. Jones's law firms. What do we do? We'll just have a big meeting and say it's our first meeting. So all of this is just complete disinformation. Tim Cook every Sunday. They leaked this years ago, even in the Washington Post, New York Times. He kind of holds court over Google and Facebook and all the rest of them. And so Twitter, you know, is the holdout on erasing Alex Jones. So, oh, they get the big meeting. The whole thing's scripted. And it goes over it with all these big groups colluding, deciding how to protect the election. That means how to make sure the Democrats get in, which they've already been doing. They're banning. I've got hundreds and hundreds of articles a day I can't even track of just every libertarian, every conservative, every Christian group, Pat Buchanan, Gavin McGinnis, Prager University, Matt Drudge being shadow banned on Twitter where none of his tweets would go through. That was 6 months ago. It's everywhere. But again, we're all Ruskies. Facebook censors articles from conservative outlets about Manafort and Cohen, mainline sites. From the New York Post are now being blocked. The Washington Times is now being blocked. Everything's being blocked because we're not allowed to have a voice because this is the coup. This is the digital coup. So here's the article. It's up on InfoWars.com. Tech companies are gathering for a secret meeting. Remember I talk about secret meetings, Bilderberg? Oh, no corporations meet in secret. That's illegal. That violates the Sherman Antitrust Act, 1906. Teddy Roosevelt, the Rough Riders. Why? But see, now it's, oh, BuzzFeed tells you, but it's no big deal. Yeah, you know, BuzzFeed and Salon promote sex with children and stuff, but that's okay too. So does HBO. It's kind of the same thing. Like, yeah, there's a secret meeting. Yeah, it's all the big companies. Yeah, they're talking about how to work on the election because they're all scared because Trump says he may move against him. He's already gone with the Fair Housing Act against Facebook that tracks what race you are, what your sexual proclivity is, all this stuff to then decide what to pitch you and how much to charge you. But Trump needs to do a lot more with executive orders, you name it, because the fight to steal the election from the president is now, and the fight to steal it from you is now. Representatives from a host of the biggest U.S. tech companies, including Facebook, Twitter, have scheduled a private meeting for Friday to share their tactics in preparation, which they've already done, 2.5 months, 74, 73 days out. Now, it gets really telling around here. Last week, Facebook's head of cybersecurity policy, Nathaniel Gleischer, invited employees from a dozen companies, including Google, Microsoft, Snapchat, to gather at Twitter's headquarters in downtown San Francisco, according to an email obtained by BuzzFeed. Quote, as I've mentioned to several of you over the last few weeks, we have been looking to schedule a follow-on discussion. Oh, they already had a follow-on. They had one before. Because later they say it's the first. To our industry conversation about information operation. Information warfare. That's the... Election protection. Oh, that means give it to the Democrats. Letting Hillary get the questions beforehand. Saying she went in all the polls. And the work we are all doing to tackle these challenges. That means that American, the bitter clinger, the gun owner, the Christian, their food, the alpha male. They wrote, The meeting, the Facebook official wrote, will have a three-part agenda. Each couple will present the work they've been doing to counter the American people with information operations. There will be a discussion period for problems each company faces and tactics they've learned to suppress the people, and to talk about whether such meetings should become a regular occurrence. Yes, you've got to openly merge all the corporations in every decision together as if it isn't already going on. You've got to get the CIA and the globalists embedded in all these together right there at point-blank range. And part of that is the whole media working together to shut us down. They go to Robert Mueller's office and how he needs them to fight Russians. Oh, Mueller, oh, yes, fight the Ruskies. Can't let America become great again. Oh, my gosh, we're out of time. We've got a South African farmer, one of the leaders of the groups, warning what was coming. It's now happened. That's coming up. Just please remember, without you sharing the videos at InfoWars.com, without you sharing the articles, without you telling folks about the local AM and FM stations and TV stations, how you're listening, the enemy will win. I'm betting on you, just like President Trump is. But go to InfoWars.com/show. Sign up for the free podcast, the free newsletter, and tell everybody you know to do it. This is the verboten info. This is the Streisand effect.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay, and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendabite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And the colors of the sea.
Trump warned that South Africa would implode in 2013. And boy, has he been right. Doesn't mean we're defending apartheid. Doesn't mean we're defending Muammar Gaddafi in the north. But he was stabilizing much of the area. As soon as he was taken out, everything around it is collapsing. And so, you know, whether it was Gaddafi's system or South African system, it's very, very sad. And Simon Roche is one of the leaders of the movement that has been pointing out that the major political parties, both the ANC and others, were moving in a big way towards exterminating all the whites and taking their land. And that was their political campaign platforms. And we're going to play some of those videos coming up. But now you've had the president and the deputy come out and say, we're going to start taking the land. They tried. Local police would not carry it out, at least in some areas. You have killings every day going on. You have Africa imploding all over the place. You have the numbers 100 million now, reportedly, according to our South African sources, from 50 million in the census. So Africa's collapsing to the north into Europe. It's collapsing into the south. And Simon Roche runs a super high-tech organization in modern farming. When I said they're like Amish, reading books about talking to other folks, they're out in the middle of the country. They work really hard. They're Christians. Yeah, they're praying every couple hours. And they're not living in fancy surroundings. I see that as like Mennonites or like Amish life. But he pointed out to me off air that we're not really an Amish sect, which is true. That comes out of Switzerland. They're from the Netherlands. But they've been there 400 years. And I've looked at the history books. There was almost no one down there. As soon as they made everything green, all these big tribes moved down to be around the money and around the success, which is fine. Then the British invaded to take it over. But this is all history. And it looks like the British today are the ones manipulating because they want a failed state, like the Chinese do, to not have any industry or any life, just come in and extract things. We'll talk big picture coming up. We'll look at the close in here in just a little while, but I saw articles where, out of the major Canadian broadcasters and the U.S. broadcasters, South Africa leader fact-checks Trump on white farmers' tweet. They don't show the video. They just say, he fact-checks them. When you actually see what Malema said, he said, yeah, we're going to kill you. Yeah, we're going to take your land. We're going to play what he said in English. So our own media, the British government and others, are saying, yes, take the white farmers' land. But I just saw a video we'll show next segment of Zimbabwe, where they killed all the farmers and drove them out. Now that that dictatorship's out for decades, the blacks are hugging the whites and begging them to come back. And what are they begging to come back? Christianity, ladies and gentlemen. There it is, Zimbabwe farmers coming back. This is what folks think after they've been gone for a while. So that's the breakdown. He's with us the rest of the hour. It's SUID Landers. Suitlanders.org. Simon Roche is head of the office of the headquarters of the world's largest non-state civil defense organization, Southlanders of South Africa. Once an ANC activist, he now works tirelessly to prepare for impending catastrophe in the Rainbow Nation. He also lives in Johannesburg and is the proud father of many children. And he's predicted all of this here on the broadcast last year, this year, March 1st. It's all happened. So why don't you, for people this segment, I appreciate you joining us, give people the big view of what's really going on in South Africa versus Hollywood, who the players are. From what I've read, the fact that most African tribes want you there, but the communists don't, explain what's going on.
The big picture, Alex, is that South Africa has had multiracial democracy for about 24 years. And in that period, there has been a steady decline of many facets of the country. And it's now reached the point where the government is saying that it is going to expropriate white and owned land without compensation on the false basis that the land was stolen. Our president has made it clear that we have to rectify the original sin of South Africa, completely overlooking those portions of land that were uninhabited, as proven by white and black historians alike, overlooking the fact that the west of the Great Fish River of South Africa, approximately 40% of the country, had never seen a black settlement in any way, shape, or form ever by the time that the whites and blacks met.
And that's because populations mainly lived on the sea, and everywhere in the world.
Yeah, exactly, in the sea and towards the north. Our country is sort of strangely shaped, so if I speak about north and west, it's kind of the equivalent of south and north. The actual reality is this, that much of that land was bought. Let's not even talk about rights of conquest, which is recognized by all black tribes in Africa. There is no dispute over the land that was taken from the Hottentot and Khoi people, the Bushmen and the Hottentot people. There is no dispute over that. There's no dispute over the land that the Zulus took from the Xhosas. There's no dispute over the land taken by the Matabele. It's only land that whites might have taken, and in many cases, it was never taken. It was either not occupied or it was obtained by treaty in those cases. So we're in a crisis now where the ANC said, well, right, we're going to take the land. This is our intention. This is our plan. But what we'll do, because we're Democrats, good people, we're going to hold a kind of a national referendum. We'll permit people to write in from all over South Africa and tell us their opinions, and we'll stage a roadshow in across the country. And people can come and address the members of our parliament directly and tell them what they think about it. And the two processes were not directly in parallel, they overlap.
So that's like when our own government says, we're going to ban this, but we're going to let you make comment, but they do what they want.
Right. 600 of the 700,000 written responses were opposed to the taking of the land. So the government probably said, well, we'll have to reopen that process. And they issued an instruction to their members, the African National Congress Party members, this time you better all write in, send faxes, emails, do whatever you've got to do.
So let's be clear, the vast majority of the black and minority white members did the right thing and said, don't take people's land, but the party wants it.
The party wants the land for itself. Everybody must get used to one thing right from the beginning. There is not enough land to keep people happy. You can't give 50 million people 30,000 farms. That's not maths. So who's going to get the farms? And as it is, I'd like to add one other thing. There is the fallacy that the 8.5% white population of South Africa owns 90% of the land, or whatever you like. It's a complete fiction. To give you one example, and I could give you many, we'd be here all night. In the province of KwaZulu-Natal, the Zulu people as a nation do own and have always owned 32% of the province. There was never a case of 10% of the people owning 90% of the land. It's simply a fallacy. I'll tell you something that you might find interesting. The New York Times contacted me yesterday for an interview. We did an interview. They asked me about the trip to the USA last year. They asked me who we saw and so on. I said to them, well, you know, we saw some good people. Some people were not really our cup of tea. And they said, well, give us an example of somebody that you didn't like. I said, Dr. David Duke. Do you know how they reported it this morning? They said, we met Dr. David Duke. Completely overlooking the fact. So this narrative.
Stay there. I know. No, I know. The New York Times is calling people, asking if I'm grabbing men's butts at the office. I mean, it is just because they go, wait, he's a Christian conservative. If we can say he grabs men's butts, maybe his supporters won't.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines.
CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
You know, it's funny that Simon Roche of Southlanders, SUIDlanders.org, one of the main leaders there of the farmer groups, brought the New York Times. I mean, I know the New York Times is bad for a long time, but I've had, let me not exaggerate, six people call me the last week, some of which I haven't seen in years, and then they've called, like, first cousins, second cousins, you name it, and they say, we hear Alex Jones grabs men and fondles them around the office. And the people say, no, we've never seen him fondle anybody, not a woman, not a man. But that goes back to that fake EEOC complaint where the person said, who the Daily Mail admits they paid, by the way, said, well, he never asked me out, but I felt like he was grooming me for gay sex. So telepathically now, this is going on. And I later learned from other people involved that the lawyers are sitting around and they're like, wait, people don't care about an employment problem. Let's say, what'll hurt a conservative? They go, oh, let's say he's gay, which we're not even anti, we're not attacking anybody here. So that's what I'm getting at is, he brings up the New York Times. He's like, I don't like David Duke when I was in America. That turns into Simon Roche loves David Duke. This is the murdering of the truth. That's why at this point, used to, I might talk to a reporter a little bit, because at least they get some of what you said. No. You could tell them the sky is blue, they'll say it's red. You cannot talk to them. They use it as the cover for their lie. And you have to understand, folks, they're going for broke. But, Simon, I want to get into the current state, Trump coming out. We've got who the different players are in South Africa and how this always follows the same path. Please continue.
Yeah, very simply, the ruling party is the African National Congress of Nelson Mandela. They've been in power for 24 years solid. We have an election coming up next year in 2019. Their lapdog, the party that they have founded to occupy the political territory that they had to concede for world opinion. The African National Congress couldn't be seen to be Marxist or openly Marxist. They found a party called the Economic Freedom Fighters. This party is ostensibly at loggerheads with them, always shouting, fighting, arguing, condemning, and criticizing. But actually, they're implementing or the driving force behind the implementation of certain written, recorded African National Congress policies in their, what they call their National Democratic Revolution documents. The ANC wants a National Democratic Revolution, a socialist revolution. They can't be seen to be the ones doing it, so they found a party of firebrands, and these guys are saying, we've got to do this. The ANC then says, well, look, we probably should. You know, the poor blacks don't have any land. The whites have got everything, and we've got an election coming up. So it's chaos here at the moment. The value of our currency has plunged. There are more than 19,000 of just 45,000 commercial farming units. 19,000 farms for sale right now in South Africa. Some farmers are not planting crops. Other farmers are trimming down their stock, their livestock herds. Other farmers are renting. I spend a lot of time with farmers. I know this well. Other farmers are renting equipment rather than buying it themselves and renting land rather than making, you know, expansions.
That's right. I've also read then that yields are plunging and that famine could hit.
The yields are plunging. We have become a net importer of food, which nobody ever foresaw happening, particularly 25 years ago when we were told that the African National Congress would guarantee us a new South African rainbow nation utopia. And these things have happened little bit by little bit. They bring in a certain law. People get hurt and offended.
And this is a microcosm of America and the West, where they sell Christians the idea of everybody in harmony, but then the left cheats and makes their whole thing racially based.
That is precisely correct. And it goes to this thing of the New York Times trying to draw a line between David Duke and Donald Trump through me. In other words, Simon Roach responding, Donald Trump tweeting about this thing, Mike Pompeo, etc., etc., etc. Well, we've spoken to Simon and his big buddies with David Duke. You know, this is
Go ahead and kill the white farmers. So go ahead and let South Africa fail because David Duke, when you said, I don't like David Duke, that becomes you love David Duke. Why couldn't the New York Times just be pro-prosperity for South Africa? Why do they...
Because they have an agenda. They have an agenda, Alex. By now, if you... Not you. Clearly, you've been saying a lot of this stuff long before the rest of us woke up. Never mind, got out of bed. But if you can't see this, There's something wrong with you. The evidence is now overwhelming. There is an all-out assault on Western European-derived Caucasian Christian culture. That's just a reality. None of this stuff is happening in Uzbekistan, Vietnam, and Borneo. It's all happening in Australia, New Zealand, Canada, Western Europe, the USA, and to the whites of South Africa. If people cannot see it, the problem is with them, not with the evidence.
And look, you have cold-blooded corporations. Look at 90% of the world being non-white. They're all a bunch of old white guys. They don't care. They just want power. They've already exploited the third world. And so they've got the West being Christian, saying, let's all work together. They exploit the fact that we are trying to have a big tent because we love God and, you know, God's for all peoples. They exploit our openness as a weakness while we're going, let's all love each other. They are bringing in third world populations, radicalizing them. And like you said, the blacks voted, you know, almost unanimously to not take your land. They understood that everybody was working together and it was Christian prosperity and a rainbow coalition, but they said no. The leadership said, no, we're going to kill them. We're going to run them out because they want power. And obviously we know who's really running the ANC, the British government, the globalists that have actually backed this. They want South Africa poor, just like North Africa. They killed Gaddafi so that nobody gets anything. They want squalor. Just like when the Chinese come in, they build a big camp. The outsiders get nothing. But when the West comes in, railroads, medicine, everything, the Christians lift everybody up. And the globalists say, no, the Africans die. And I think that's the big secret truth here.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's a bit like David Icke's Luciferian consciousness. You can call it crazy if you like. But that's another example of a person yourself, Donald Trump and others, who were prescient about this stuff. Uncannily prescient. This thing is clearly directed at a certain culture, a certain religion, a certain ethos.
They want to get Christianity. And that's it. So explain that. Why do they want to get Christianity so bad?
That's what this comes down to, and this is what we've been saying for a long, long, long time, and people laugh at us. They scoff, like they scoff and sneer at you, except that when you get proved right, then they find another angle of attack.
We're going to come back and play some of these clips, but what is the end game? I mean, the numbers. I see the videos, the slaughtered whites, tortured to death, and we've got, in fact, I forgot to play the clip. MSNBC made a joke about it and said, big deal if whites are being killed.
Yeah, that's lovely. And the little girl's raped?
They literally think it's funny on the news.
Yeah, they think it's very funny. These people are perverts, Alex. And people like you and I have to ensure that our children don't marry into those gene pools, that we warn everybody that we can. These people are perverse to the marrow of their bones. That's a reality. They will happily take your money to fund birth clinics in Uganda while telling you not to breed. They'll happily tell you that you as a Christian are meant to accept Muslims whose God tells them to hate you and to relentlessly hate you and never to stop hating you. It's unbelievable.
Well, they're trying to get everybody to turn off their life force, and we'll play some of these clips when we come back. This guy came out and said, get the Jews, get the Christians, get everybody, and then our media ran it and said, oh, the black leader checks Trump. Nobody's killing whites. Nobody wants their land. And in the very video they play, he says, we're going to get your land. I mean, it is just, these fact checkers are unbelievable. Fact checking is the biggest joke on the planet when it's run by George Soros and the rest of these people. We'll be right back. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Simon Roche live from South Africa, straight ahead.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and body extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
All right, let me ask one of the main leaders of the Africana farmers, Simon Roche, where he thinks this is all ending. Who's behind it? I've got several of these clips I want to play as well, but I want to ask him right now, where does this end? Because I had you on last year, I had you on this year, and they had Media Matters and mainstream corporate media say, Jones is insane. He's got a farmer on claiming they're killing whites. Why, no one ever kills whites. And they fire reporters that report on that here in the U.S. And then they go, oh, no one's trying to take land, when the president, the vice president, the defense minister are saying, we're not going to take your land, we're going to kill you. And then when whites try to leave, they tell Australia, don't take those races, they stay here. So just describe where you think this is going.
We believe that it's going to end in a crisis of epic proportions. We believe that this situation is intractable. That doesn't stop us from being decent, respectable, God-fearing, hard-working, tax-paying people. But it's one thing to be law-abiding. It's another thing to be foolish. And we believe if we examine the trajectory of our state, that it is going to end in a collision. We believe that there will be a civil war in this country. If there's not, the world can laugh at us forever. Our friends, our family, and so on can mock us and shun us until the days of our death. But so far, we've been right every step of the way. We have never, ever made any error in our predictions because they're obvious, conspicuous predictions. We said that they would take the land. We said that they would disempower us. We said that they would take our weapons away as they shut down the commando system or as they asked for weapons to be given in, handed in for free in the year 2000. At the same time, they destroyed 199,000 weapons in the hands of the commando system that protected the farmers and destroyed only 6,000 of the 2 million acknowledged weapons that the African National Congress brought into the country illegally. What does that tell you? They are trying to disempower us. They don't want us to have weapons. They don't want us to have a commando system to protect the farmers. For what? What could be the reason? We believe that this is one giant, enormous setup. If we end up being wrong, fine. In the meantime, we will pay
our
taxes.
They're not wrong. I mean, the commies are all saying they're going to kill you. This is happening in country after country in Africa. This is the blueprint because the establishment wants to come in and loot everything. Let's go ahead and get into this individual that our media is saying fact-check Trump, and he basically says stuff even worse. Let's talk about Julius. Tell us about this guy.
Julius Malema is the head of the Economic Freedom Fighters Party. He's the former head of the African National Congress's very, very ferocious youth league. He is the guy who famously said on the, I believe it was the 6th of November, 2016, I'm not calling for the slaughter of all whites yet. He has subsequently said that his mission in life is to cut the throat of whiteness. And he is the main agitator behind the taking of the land. He has also warned farmers that he is going to have no mercy on them.
That's right. And then we saw the worship Nelson Mandela. He was a total front of the globalists, we know. His wife literally hung tires over little kids' heads, black and white. And that's another thing. Well, the numbers of the black-on-black crime by these groups, it's incredible.
It's phenomenal, Alex. You know, that's one of the main arguments of the mainstream. They'll say, well, blacks are also being killed. That's fine. But we don't want to be killed. Thank you very much. You know, the government released statistics on farm murders on the 4th of May this year for the first time in 7 years. The fact that they hadn't released them for 7 years should tell you something. That should be enough. We shouldn't have to say any more than that. That they were
what do you make of U.S. commentators joking, saying big deal if you get killed or only a few of you have been killed? What's the real numbers?
The real numbers are difficult to tell, but the minimum possible rate, if you take the statistics and you do simple arithmetic, the minimum possible rate is 97 farmers per 100,000 per annum. Compare that to a murder rate in the USA of about 4.88 per 100,000, a national murder rate in South Africa of about 34 per 100,000. But I would say to you that the murder rate of farmers, given that these statistics are slightly murky, they've tried very hard not to be explicit. If we give them the benefit of the doubt, if we say that some of the people murdered on the farms are farm workers, one or two here or there, if we give them every benefit of the doubt, we would say that the murder rate of farmers, according to the statistics produced by the South African government, not by us, is 169 per 100,000. If that's not enough for the New York Times and for MSNBC and for the rest, may it be on their heads.
Well, they love it. They work for Soros, so they don't care. He's a Nazi collaborator. They love it. They've launched all these evil wars. They run the whole thing. Well, let's go to Julius Malema with a few of his clips. Here it is.
We must be prepared for Donald Trump and all of them. We're not scared of them. We remain unshaken. Actually, we are more determined after the Donald Trump tweet to expropriate our land without compensation. There is no white genocide here. It's an absolute rubbish to say there is white genocide. There is black genocide in the USA. They are killing black people in the USA. There is black genocide here in South Africa. Black people are being killed all the time. A farmer has been sentenced to life now recently for having killed a farm worker. Imagine if it was a black person sent life for having killed a white person. It will be news all over. But this black person was killed and a white farmer sent to prison for long time in jail. It's once off reporting and it's done. There is no scientific evidence that points to any white genocide in South Africa. It's not true. And we're not scared of such things. We're not going to be distracted by anyone. Only death will stop us. Not Trump, not poverty, not sanctions. We have all of them in our mind. We know the consequences of what we're asking.
Yeah, another failed state. And so here's the EFF leaders. I watched the whole 7-minute clip. Here's another clip. Well, this crazy thing about Jews are training a group of right-wing people to kill them when they're all over saying we're going to kill you and take your land. Here it is.
There's a group of white right-wingers who have been trained by Jews in Pretoria to be snipers. Snipers. They are not training guns. In the EFF, we are training toy guns. They're dealing with real stuff.
All right, let's stop there. Now, let's go back to the full 7-minute press conference. He did this yesterday. Here he is talking about the EU, Trump. They're all coming down here. I mean, all coming down there. It's the big banks and corporations want Africa to fail because they come in with private contractors, just rope off what they want. They don't want Africa that's got 60% of the world's good fields to be the breadbasket of the world. I want to develop Africa. I want Africa to be happy and fun. I want Africa to be civilized. But the whole globalist plan since Cecil Rhodes is to not let it develop. Here he is breaking it down.
Trump, my view is that Donald Trump is contributing in this debate which is going on. And in the process of contribution, Donald Trump make a similar contribution that were made by white people, all of them, in the hearings, in the public hearings. Donald Trump is not saying anything we have not heard from white people in all the hearings. I even commented and said, I'm still to meet a white person who support expropriation of land without compensation. So why are you shocked? I see leaders of the EFF and everybody responding to Donald Trump. I don't have time for nonsense. I expected this. And more backlash is going to come. If South Africans are not ready to expropriate the land because they are scared of sanctions, they are scared of backlash, then don't vote for the EFF. Because you vote for us, we are going to expropriate land. And Donald Trump will come for us. And Britain will come for us. And the EU will come for us. I said this throughout my life in the movement, that for everything good comes the pain before. If you're not prepared, South Africa, to take the pain.
So he goes on, just like Venezuela and North Korea fail, he's even getting him ready for decades of him to extract billions out. And I guess he'll have 25 Ferraris or whatever. We're going to come back in 5 more minutes with our guest. But this is just insane. It's the big mega banks that funded the takedown of South Africa and got rid of one bad system, brought in something worse. It's all on record. And this is their plan here in America and their plan everywhere. Just briefly, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. I get so busy I don't plug for the whole hour. They're trying to shut us down. You know that. We have amazing products. Knockout the Sleep Aid, 40% off. Ultimate Female Force, healthy herbs for your wife, your girlfriend. 50% off. Just try some. It funds the broadcast. You can't lose. And Beyond Whey, Beyond Spirulina, it's bone broth with a bunch of other key ingredients. Now $19.95. 50% off. Introductory offer. The new formulation of Ultimate Bone Broth.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.